Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner, and joining me this morning is music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony Orchestra, Christopher Keltz. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. And before we get to this year's performance called Holiday Cheer 2024, the holiday season has a special place in everyone's minds and hearts, and that's why we attend shows like this. So I'm curious, what does the holiday season mean to you?
You know, this time of year, I think with the days becoming shorter, you know, it gets darker sooner, the weather is turning colder, people gravitate to things that make them feel, for lack of better terms, sort of warm and fuzzy, right? Whether that's literally fireplaces or, you know, their favorite hot beverage at a Starbucks. I think that this time of year, the holiday season, helps people cope with, you know, shorter days and longer nights and colder temperatures. I like this time of year because of all of the different traditions that get wrapped up into about a month's time. I like that there are all sorts of different traditions that friends and family and colleagues have, even when it comes to Christmas, as well as, you know, Jewish observances of Hanukkah. And sometimes during the month of December, you get these wonderful correlations with holidays of Diwali and things like that. So this time of year is kind of jam-packed in a very positive way.
So for Holiday Cheer 2024, what kind of warm and fuzzy feelings are you bringing to the people?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to stay rather St. Joseph adjacent in what we do in planning a concert like Holiday Cheer. So, for example, this year we have the St. Joseph Youth Chorale with us, and they have been an artistic staple in the St. Joseph region for many, many years, and they're going to sing some selections with the St. Joseph Symphony. And these young choral musicians are going to, for example, sing a piece of music specifically written for the choral tradition called Credo, which has this wonderful message about togetherness and sort of being your best self, as well as selections from the very timely film of Home Alone.
So Home Alone is interesting. I don't think I've seen or heard or anything really with holiday shows. I know I always see the, you know, stereotypical things like the Nutcracker and all that, but I don't think I see Home Alone a lot. Is that something new?
Well, you know, that Home Alone is a really fun movie. I'm sure many of your listeners will agree with that. And I think because it takes place during Christmas time, these pieces of music are extracted from that, and so we'll be doing two, Star of Bethlehem and Somewhere in My Memory, which is from the first Home Alone movie, and John Williams has all of this music readily available, and it's like hearing the soundtrack without having the film going on at the same time. They're fun, they're wonderful, and if you're a Home Alone fan like me, it brings back a lot of nostalgia.
So you know, this year we kind of always reflect on older holiday music and movies, but as time goes on, we get a lot more modern pieces kind of shuffled in as well. So are there any other kind of modern pieces, like something from Elf or Polar Express or Love Actually?
I think to answer your question more completely, programming for a holiday concert can be both fun and tricky. And so when we think about using music from film, we have to consider sort of readily available pieces. I have done music from the Polar Express, and I've done some selections from Elf. So it's not foreign at all. It just... it gets pieced out to make room for variations of different types of concerts.
Looking at holiday music as a whole, what would you say is the key ingredient to a piece of holiday music?
Jeremy, that's a really great question. I mean, that's a really great question. I mean, the cheeky side of me says sleigh bells, of course. But I think the recipe has to do with the context in which it was written. For example, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, or the Christmas song, as it's called, was written by vocalist and lyricist Mel Torme. And I think because at the time when it was written and performed, you know, decades ago, that it's become sort of a holiday traditional piece of music. And different from a Christmas carol, because Christmas carols tend to derive out of religious connotations, right? Away in the Manger and Silent Night. And yes, we have Deck the Halls and Jingle Bells and things like that, but those traditional carols come from the religious tradition. Pieces like the Christmas Song or Winter Wonderland, they come from a decades-old premiere that have made their way into a traditional sound. And those sounds are anything from, they tend to be in major keys, right? Keys that have warm and happy harmonies to them, as well as different colors. And so I joke about sleigh bells, but, you know, sleigh bells are a part of this. In Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, we have the clip-clop of the hooves, which are played with wood blocks. So everything from the mechanics of the color to the lyrics or the message or the tradition, that's how you solidify that kind of music for a concert like Holiday Cheer.
Overall, how do you walk the line between meeting traditional expectations of a holiday show such as this while giving audiences something fresh and new?
So for this year, there are two pieces of music that I would consider new on a holiday concert that are both very un-new. What I mean by that is I'm putting in two rather highbrow, in quotations, pieces of music on the program. We're going to be doing the overture to George Frideric Handel's Messiah, which is a very well-known oratorio, and it's performed readily around the world about this time of year. Even though technically it's an Easter oratorio, I think because its Christmas section is so large, it gets performed this time of year. And we'll be doing another Handel overture from his oratorio, Judas Maccabeus. And I think because those are adjacent to the two larger holidays that play a role in the month of December, I'm able to program the Christmas Song and Sleigh Ride and still give audiences a taste of something different that they wouldn't normally hear on a Holiday Cheer concert. The overture to the Messiah is actually rather dark and sort of cold, and Judah Maccabee overture tends to be rather regal, and both are steeped in that early Baroque tradition. So audiences are going to hear a wide variety of what the symphony orchestra can bring them.
So Holiday Cheer 2024, I didn't mention this at the top, but it is kind of an immersive experience because doors to the building open about an hour before the show starts, and that means that people can arrive an hour early to enjoy complimentary wine, hot cocoa, and other goodies while mingling and talking. How does that add to the mix of the entire experience?
I think you used a word that hits right on the point of what we're trying to create, an immersive experience. the doors open early, and then audiences can come in and take in the beauty that is the Missouri Theater in downtown St. Joseph. There'll be wine and cookies and hot chocolate. I think Santa Claus is making an appearance as well. But then also, it adds to the sense of community. And that's the other aspect of the holiday season that gets talked about both in literature and in art and in movies all the time is the communities that interact and come together. And so when an audience is coming to holiday cheer, it's not just to sit in your seat, listen, and then go home. You get to interact with your community, your friends, and your family at the beginning. During the concert, it's run in a very what I would call pop style, where there'll be some communication and talking and storytelling from the stage, as well as a big holiday sing-along, a variety of music that people can experience. And then even after the concert, I mean, the concert ends maybe 8:15, 8:20 in the evening. There's no intermission. We start at 7 o'clock. I think people will gather and go to their favorite place for dessert that evening or a late dinner. And I think it creates an impactful evening experience.
Because Santa will be arriving and attending, and much of his diet is cookies, I do kind of have a simple but very difficult question for you. What to you is the perfect cookie?
My favorite cookie. Jeremy, this is probably the best question I've ever been asked. So I'll give two answers which will lead to the truth. First of which, I am a sucker for holiday cookies. If you want shortbreads with cherry jelly in the middle, or sprinkles, or sugar powdery things, traditional chocolate chip, I'm in, right? Give me a tall glass of milk. I'm your best friend. Let's have all the cookies. But if you were to put me on a desert island and you told me that I could only have one cookie for the rest of my life, it is my wife's poppy seed cookies. That we call them Mund cookies, and they are delicious. And I will be stranded on a desert island any day with a bag of those poppy seed cookies.
Okay, Chris, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or maybe talk about that I neglected to ask you about?
Just a reminder that our concert happens at the beautiful Missouri Theater in downtown St. Joseph. And doors open early. You can get your tickets at the door or by calling the Symphony Box Office. The concert is at 7 o'clock p.m.
All right, Chris, thanks again. Good luck at the show tomorrow. Once again, that is the music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz, talking about Holiday Cheer 2024, which is at the Missouri Theater tomorrow night in St. Joseph. Tickets are still available. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.